The doctor was the monk. Sorry, old habits. Here we go. How does a podcast evolve after you've practically solved every puzzy and riddy? You really gotta expand upon your limited brand before your show gets really shitty. You turn to face reality and pray your personalities will carry this last minute pivot through. So here comes the content that nobody wanted. Now it's time for Hate Riddle Riddles Clue Crew.
And I just wanted to check in on you too. How are you enjoying your meal?
Ooh, so good.
We love it. It's great. The meal is so fresh and so natural tasting.
Oh, it seems like there's a butt coming.
Well, yeah, I guess, you know.
Now that you say that.
There doesn't have to be.
No,
there,
now that you say that.
I'll just give your compliments to the chef.
Oh, wait, waiter, well, waiter.
Yes.
So, we are not the type of people that like to complain about something like this, but we both ordered the chef salad, and we found what this is normal,
and this is normal.
Okay.
We found
some bugs.
And that's normal.
We found some bugs.
We found some bugs.
Normally, yes, it would be fresh lettuce. There's a little bug in there. I totally understand it. Both of our
little
salads.
Little tomato. There's a little bug in there.
Both of our salads are big plates full of bugs.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
The two of you, and this is on me. I may have misheard. I thought you two ordered the chef's kiss salad. Now, what you order when you order the chef's kiss salad is you order a salad that the chef has personally kissed every piece of. He kisses the grape tomatoes, he kisses the lettuce, he kisses the dressing as it comes out of the bottle, and the chef has a beard. So what happens is he goes hiking, he gets some bugs in the beard, he kisses your salad, bugs jump ship, because they say, you know, between a scraggly beard and some grape tomatoes.
Sure.
And croutons are a bug's condo. Oh, you know what?
I'm sorry.
Let me write this down. Croutons or a bug's condo. I do stand up on the weekends.
You do?
That's totally fine. And I just have to say, and your name is Jinko?
My name is Jinko, and yes, my dad invented Jinko jeans.
Okay.
Well, normally someone goes, there's a bug in my salad, but I would say there's one single piece of iceberg lettuce in my plate of bugs.
I'm sorry to ask this, and I don't mean to bother you if you're a celebrity. The way you said there's a bug in my salad sounded exactly like Woody from Toy Story saying there's a snake in my boot.
Speaking of Disney, this looks like the meal that Timon, Pumbaa, and Simba eat in The Lion King.
Huh.
I'm sorry, is there something
going on
between the two of you?
I'm Tom Hanks, and you're never going to make it in the stand-up world.
What?
Let's go, Hanks.
I'm Chet. I'm the rapper.
As long as you're not Tim Allen.
A car just
slammed on its brakes.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God, that man looks injured. Hold on. Move aside. It's Tim Allen. Oh, I've got to give it mouth to mouth.
Oh, you're making it worse.
You need to give him more power. Speaking of more power.
Hey.
Max Power. That was Homer's name with the hairdryer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, it wasn't Homer's name. It was the guy's name was Max Power. Barely remembering episodes of Simpsons that I haven't seen in 15 years.
There's a time where Simpsons was, when I was in high school, every day was simply quoting a million lines from The Simpsons.
Sure.
It was the biggest thing. Nobody did not watch The Simpsons. Everyone talked about The Simpsons. The Simpsons was the one thing you watched weekly. And now, I believe it's still going.
Well, no, it wasn't The Simpsons. They would do reruns from like five to six. Yeah.
Yep. They would show back to back. They show two episodes per day. And then the new ones were on Sundays. But nowadays, I know it's still going. I haven't watched it in maybe 17 years. And I feel like nobody talks about it anymore. Even the old good episodes, I don't feel like anyone talks about it anymore. What happened to The Simpsons? It used to be the cultural phenomenon. It
still exists. So that's good news. I want to play a little game really quick with you guys.
Yes.
Is there any Simpsons impression that you can do just right out of the gate?
Oh, no.
So my favorite episode is an episode called Frank Grimes, and I can do Frank Grimes getting mad.
You live in a mansion. I live above a bowling alley and below another bowling alley.
Perfect.
Homer entered a contest for children. Yeah, and he kicked their butts.
By far the best episode.
Okay, I'm gonna try my Chief Wiggum, okay?
Let's we'll all go around and try it.
Beckham, boys.
Very good. Very good. Okay.
Bring him away, toys.
Beckham, boys.
Go ahead.
No, please.
No.
I'll go.
I was going to say my favorite Chief Wiggum line is the, I'd rather let 1,000 guilty men get away than chase after them.
Wait, that's so good.
That's so funny.
I think the perfect line of comedy, I may have mentioned this before, the most perfect joke ever told in human history is the Itchy and Scratchy Land, where the helicopter pilot goes, welcome to Itchy and Scratchy Land, where nothing can possibly go wrong. Possibly go wrong. That's the first thing to ever go wrong. That to me is the most perfect joke of all time. Let's all, okay, so now Aaron, Mr. Burns.
No, I'm not going.
Okay. Aaron, I'll start. Here we go, Mr. Burns.
Oh, yes, Lois, how fruitful of you to finally bring me your milk in a bottle.
I think that's Stewie.
No, it's Mr. Burns. Stewie Burns.
Oh, okay. Crossover of the century. I wanted to say this is going to be a surprise to no one, but Ralph is my favorite character from The Simpsons.
Oh,
I choose you.
By far.
Yeah.
I'm Ralph a triangle.
Pretty great. See, this is what high school used to be. It's just this. And it was the best years of my life.
What my favorite characters are the Flanders boys, Rod and Todd.
Oh, yeah. Voiced by the same woman who does Ralph, I believe.
They have a very similar register, I would say, yeah. The people who voiced those characters originally, are they all still doing it?
A lot of them, I think.
Wow.
One woman, I believe, died.
Yeah, I know that somebody passed away.
Yeah, and then there's been some shifting of roles. Like, I don't know who does Apu now, but I read an article that, who's it, Hank Azaria,
Hank Azaria?
Or Harry Shearer?
Okay. Hank Azaria did like a lot of, yeah. Well, one of the things... I mean, which rightfully so, that is wild. And it took me years to know that the guy who voiced Cleveland on Family Guy was like a white guy from Chicago. And I had no idea. Yeah, the guy who voiced Cleveland on the Cleveland show and I think he maybe stepped down maybe earlier this year, but which is like, cool, too little too late. You had like a full spinoff. But I heard an anecdote from some older people in the Chicago comedy community that he would do that voice at Second City, and like people at Second City were like, "Ooh, I don't think you could do that voice."
And then he went on to make $50 million.
Yep, doing that.
Wait, that's crazy.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
That's funny because Second City told me I needed to like play terrorists.
Fun.
Like, well, no joke. When I was auditioning, they're like, you're Palestinian, right? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, maybe lean into that. Like, dude. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And they're like, you know, like what's in the news? And like, they basically at roundabout way said to like play terrorist. Because then they could do the sketches that they wrote, but nobody could stage because they couldn't find an Arab.
That's a real gift of the Magi.
A beautiful legacy, Second City. Well done. And you did that to a lot of people for a very long time. And maybe even to this day, you continue to do that.
Oh, my God. Well, thank God they got sold to a private equity company.
Yeah, but anyways, me fail English? That's impossible. Huh?
Pretty good.
Find your soulmate, Homer.
Oh, wow.
I won't blow up anyone's spot, but I was on an improv team with a person, and people were talking about their like comedy influences, and almost everyone that I knew of my age,
Jackie Chan,
my old roommate Eli fucking loved Jackie Chan, was obsessed with him. But
that was my big three were Eddie Murphy, Michael Keaton, Jackie Chan.
Yeah, I mean it makes sense. People were, I mean, it's like. The Simpsons was pivotal for my age group. And I think that maybe like culture has just changed in a way. And, you know, it's not like no one just watches, like everyone would just watch Fox after school. And there wasn't that many stations to choose from. And everybody loved The Simpsons. It wasn't like there was like four stations or anything. But, you know, even if you didn't have cable as well, like there weren't a ton of options. And it's so weird to run into someone from like my age group that missed out on all of that. Like, oh yeah, I just didn't like watch cartoons growing up. And I was like, you didn't watch cartoons growing up? Like, your sense of humor wasn't handcrafted by a group of 50-year-old Simpsons writers when you were like a young boy? Like, that didn't happen to you?
And isn't that interesting that it really did span like a 12-year period of like a lot of people were interested in the Simpsons? And then it sort of, I wonder what year it kind of stopped where it was like, it started to become more niche and not just every single person.
Yeah. It was also weird to like, I remember watching The Simpsons. I remember watching the very first Simpsons episode. It was on the Tracy Ullman show, and The Simpsons were like a 3-minute cartoon they put in the middle of Tracy Ullman's sketch show. Like, I remember being, I don't know what I was, 6 or something, and watching that. And then I watched every episode as it aired, and I remember loving it. And then as an adult going back and watching it, there's like 40 layers you never would get as a kid. So like all of a sudden I'm like, oh, this entire scene is like a ripoff of Citizen Kane or an homage or whatever. So it's it's so rewarding. It's almost like Mystery Science Theater where it's like so rewarding the more you experience in life, the more it gives back. It's
very and
good. That's a good
what's
point.
Wild about that is 10 years from now, 20 years from now, maybe 30 years from now, people will go back and they'll listen to early episodes of this podcast and they'll say, this is unlistenable. This is trash.
How did anyone ever listen
Who
to
Who could
this?
Have put up with this?
There's no layers to it.
They're going
to
say, Dad, please delete this from the internet. I'm trying to make friends at school.
There are no layers to this. May God have mercy on your soul.
So let's continue to find out what other Simpsons impressions we can do. Bart, too hard. Lisa, too specific. Marge.
Homie. This aesthetic is very homie.
Can you do Barney?
Homie.
Yeah. What about Mo? Can you do Mo?
Found a quarter in the
Mo Sizzler.
At home, I can't serve you any more Duff beer.
No, I can't do Mo. I can't do any of these. I haven't watched The Simpsons in probably 10 years, so it would be impossible for me to do these voices.
Literally this morning, I was watching a YouTube video of Mel Blanc. Do you guys know who Mel Blanc is?
Oh, yeah, from the Spice Girls.
From the Spice Girls.
Mel B.
Mel Blanc from Blank Check. He was a little kid. Mel Blanc... I can't tell if you guys seriously don't know who he is.
Who is Mel Blanc?
He did like every single Looney Tune voice. So every Looney Tune character,
that
was him. And it was so wild. I was watching an interview with him on David Letterman. It was so wild to see him like have such mastery over his voice where he could just, even his like bass speaking voice sounds incredible. And then when he would slip into Bugs Bunny or Sylvester or Elmer Fudd or Porky Pig, it was like, this man has more control over his voice than I have over my life or any aspect of my life. Like it is voice over artists. It is absolutely insane how well they can control their voice.
The Mariah and I are watching, I think we've talked about this probably, Star Wars Clone Wars, animated series. And word of the wise, if you're going to start this and you're watching it on like Disney Plus, look up the actual order that you're supposed to watch them in because you can't just watch them season 1, season 2, season 3. They're all out of order. It makes no sense to me, but they don't get back into order until halfway through season 3.
Oh,
and
that's
then you're
brutal.
It's wild. We're like, isn't that guy dead? What's going on here? But what's funny is all of the characters are drawn to look like the actors that portrayed them in the movie, right? So Mace Windu looks like Samuel L. Jackson, and Hayden Christensen, whatever, they all look like those people, but the voice actors are different because they obviously couldn't get these celebrities to like play them here. So
no cartoon can afford Sebulba.
Well, I don't think Sebulba is a huge part of the Clone Wars, but
he is in my head.
all I'm saying is that all of the actors are different. We're watching one episode where, and this is not a spoiler for the show at all, because Qui-Gon Jinn, who is already, this is a spoiler if you haven't seen the prequel movies, who dies in movie 1, played by Liam Neeson, the Qui-Gon Jinn comes back as a ghost and is talking to Anakin, and it sounds just like fucking Liam Neeson. And I was like, that's Liam Neeson. I'm like, if it's not Liam Neeson, that guy does a better fucking Liam Neeson. They should have got that level guy to do all the roles, because the guy they got sounded like Sam Jackson sounds nothing like Sam Jackson. We get to the credits, it's fucking Liam Neeson. They called him up for an episode. They're like, would you mind? And he was like, no one else can do Qui-Gon Jinn's voice, baby. It's Liam Neeson all the way.
I truly think Liam Neeson is like, I'm trying to equate him to someone. I feel like he's our generation's like Clint Howard, where it's just like, he's so, well, this is a terrible one-to-one. Basically, what I want to say is Liam Neeson is so good, like Academy Award nominated level actor.
Uh-huh.
But I saw him live in New York, and he's an incredible stage actor as well in The Crucible with Laura Linney. But he is game to do whatever. Like, he's done, if you go to like Amazon Prime or Hulu and just type in Liam Neeson, he's done 20 movies you've never heard of that came out in 2018 where it's him being wronged and chasing down someone. And all that changes is the setting. Like, one's in the Eastern Bloc of Europe. One is like in the snow. One is in Jamaica. Like, that's his bread and butter now. But then he also does like other incredible work. Like, that guy is game for, like, if all you have to do is ask. Here's a secret: celebrities love to be asked.
That's like Danny Trejo. Danny Trejo will legit do that. He'll like grab film students like posting for like, we're looking for this, and he'll go to bulletin boards and grab them and then call them up and be like, I'll do it.
Are you serious?
Go to Danny Trejo's IMDb, because he's got like 400 credits because he goes and does like student films.
That's the coolest thing I've ever heard.
His philosophy on it is also cool, because he also wants to play bad guys, but he'll only play bad guys if bad things happen to the bad guys, because he wants to show that like bad things happen to bad people.
There's consequences.
Yeah. Well, Danny Trejo is a cool guy.
He was
guy.
In jail for a while.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like that's the right way to do it, though.
Did you guys miss me?
Holy shit.
Where were you?
Aaron.
You seemed like you're having a nice time.
Oh, Aaron.
No, I know you moved on past that. Guys.
Aaron, you have a Duff beer.
I heard you guys talk. I heard you went, you talked about Liam Neeson for a long fucking time, Adel.
We do like Liam Neeson.
All right. Are we ready? Thank you for your patience.
Well, yes. I had one thing. It's just a little something that I like to call, what if Taken, the hit movie, had the lead role of Ned Flanders? I think it might go a little something like this.
Oh, and guys, I'm so sorry. We lost the audio of that. Adel went on for about 40 minutes. It was incredible.
I need to get some tea. I just need some tea for my voice.
Adel, it was amazing. You
Thank
guys,
you.
JBC,
Thank
I,
you.
We can't stress this enough. That was, he remembered so much of the movie Taken. The impression was spot on. You guys, you missed out on
I'll
the most
again.
Incredible.
Here, I'll
and,
do it
and,
again.
And okay, Adel, go ahead. I think in general, you just need that testosterone for your whole life. I think it's like, it would just be useful to you. Personally, I can talk to you. I can get a prescription for you as well.
That'd be great. Thank you so
All right,
much.
Adel, maybe do it again. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Huh?
Whenever you're ready.
Whenever you're ready.
We're not going to lose the audio again. No, Casey's got the backup on
we're
this one, so
on
we're not going to lose the audio again.
Oh, not lose the audio, but I'm losing my voice, so I think I spoke too soon. I can't do it.
All right, well, you got to sustain the bad voice the entire episode, or you do the bit.
We'll be right back.
It's a Patreon.
You know what, Casey found the first audio, so we're good to move on.
He lost it again.
I hope what he's gonna plug in is not me singing Two Princes, because I do not know the lyrics.
He's plugging it in. JPZ, he's plugging it in.
Okay, he's gonna plug in me singing Two Princes.
Yeah.
If no princes stand before you, just go ahead now. Marry him, marry me. I'm the one you want you to. Can't you see? I got no funeral family tree, because I'm the one you want you to want to be. I'm a head of someone you want to be. If you want to go to princes, just go ahead now. And if you want to go to princes, just go ahead now.
A set of skills that make people like me a fucking nightmare for people like Dokely Doo.
Anyways, here we go. So I was doing research for a completely other Patreon episode, and I stumbled across this website, and it simultaneously made me die laughing, made me think of both of you, and broke my heart a little bit. I think it's very sweet, but it's also very funny. So
when you die, you're going to think of me and your heart's going to break.
Or am I going to go, That was a great life. I had a beautiful sweatshirt and I had a beautiful life. That's what
Aaron's also wagging her finger, I'm assuming, at Death to be like, sorry, Death, I had a good life.
Not today.
I should have seen 303 live.
Okay, here we go.
My final thoughts.
So it's a website called Two Sentence Stories. And people can submit them every day. And people submit their two sentence stories and then they get a rating from the other people on the website. Out of 10 stars.
Aaron, I know exactly what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about. Because famously, the winner of this contest was The Saddest Story Ever Told. For sale, baby shoes never worn. Kid came out with enormous feet.
Yeah, that would
That's
honestly
the saddest story ever told.
I wonder what that would get on this website. So I thought that I would read some to you. Some of them make no sense at all. Some of them are weird and bad.
Two sentences max.
Got these it. Stories. Some people break the rules, but I won't read those. And then I thought maybe at the end we could try writing two sentence stories. I'm going to submit them on this website, and then we'll come back later and see what kind of ratings we got as a three. Okay?
Okay, gotcha.
I love this.
All right. So this is the first two sentence story. And some of these sound longer than two sentences just because they, like, didn't put the periods in or, like, correct pronunciation or punctuation.
We're all familiar with how to make a two-sentence story.
Yeah, you get it. Ready?
Wait, they didn't put in correct pronunciation?
I said punctuation after I corrected myself. Do you want to do it or no?
Was that one of the stories?
No. All right. Okay, here we go. You've been a boy long enough. It's time to grow up and face the world like a man, the voice said sternly in my ear. There was a pause before he added, Dad, are you listening? 6.9 out of 10 stars, 17 votes cast.
6.9? Nice.
Whoa. I'd give that one 100 Pringles.
Oh.
Something being rated out of 10 stars is too many stars. Do it out of 5 like everyone else. I would like to see a scene.
Was it 100 Pringles because he asked for his pop and couldn't stop?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I'd like to see a scene. JPC, you are Adel's son. But Adel, you have like arrested development. You haven't really grown up like you should. And JPC, you're telling your dad to grow up and become a man.
I'm so bored. Let's do something. Let's see how many Laffy Taffys I can fit in my mouth.
Hey, Dad, if you want to do something, you could clean the car. I saw that you're out there.
Call me Dad. My name is Ricky Bicky. My name is Ricky Bicky.
Okay.
Okay.
I guess Ricky Bicky. Maybe you could go clean up the car because
the car.
Someone
Jinx.
Was out there doing donuts.
Jinx, I'm going to watch Jinx on HBO.
Not again. I don't want to watch that documentary.
I killed them all.
Yeah, it's a it's depreciation value on a documentary is exponential after you've watched how it ends.
What was that word?
Oh, I'm sorry. Documentary suck to watch again.
Yeah. Duh. Up top. Too slow.
Wasn't too slow.
Hit you in the nuts.
No, I blocked it. I blocked it on both. I hit you on the high five and I blocked the nuts. So someone was doing donuts in the car, which I assume that's what they thought they were doing, but what they actually did was they ate a bunch of donuts in the car. Dad, Ricky Bicky, was that you?
Yes.
Yeah, so if you could go clean up the sprinkles and shit out of the car, that would be something that you could do to make you maybe less bored.
Can I explain myself? There's sprinkles and shit because I started to eat sprinkles and then realized that I was allergic to them.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't necessarily... The shit that you took doesn't really scream allergies to me. It just
okay,
seems like
maybe
so I
wasn't allergic
thing.
To them, but they did feel like little lice in my mouth. Nobody wants to eat donuts with lice on them.
Well, you're crawling with lice. So
can I have $10?
What?
Can I borrow $10?
It's Wednesday. You just got $10 on Monday. What'd you do with it?
So you're saying I can't borrow $20? Fuck. If I can't get $50, then what's the point of asking for $100?
Okay. Okay. That joke, Dad, is way too advanced for you. Who taught you that joke?
Zane. Oh, my God. Can I have $10? What? Can I borrow $10?
I had to pivot.
That's amazing.
Got scared. Got scared and pivoted.
All right, next one. Moonlight cut sharply through the darkness. The axe cut cleanly through his flesh.
That's the whole thing?
That's the whole thing.
Wow. I want to see a scene.
Wait, how many stars did that get?
Oh, that's a good question. Of course, I need to tell you how many stars that got. That got 7.1 stars and 14 votes cast. About 14 people are active on this website.
What is the rating system here? How did that get 7?
You guys, I can't trust you enough. I spent about an hour on this just having the absolute time of my life, crying, laughing, my heart bleeding for love for these people. I love the 14 of them on this website.
I think that what could possibly be the funniest thing in the world is if, like, one of the people on here who keeps getting, like, 2.7s is, like, Dan Brown or something. Like, if there's, like, a legit author who keeps trying to submit stuff and just gets voted down. I want to see a scene. That short story, the moonlight and the swing of the axe cut into the flesh. I'm going to have Aaron, you are a lumberjack. There's a very special tree in the forest that you can never bring yourself to cut down, but since it's nighttime, you snuck out to cut it down, hopefully while it's sleeping. JPC, you'll be that tree.
Oh, don't wake up. Fuck. Okay. Just on the count of three.
Caw!
One. Okay, the bird didn't seem to wake him up. Two. Oh, God, this is so sad.
Moonlight!
God, these animals are so loud and so annoying. I wish I... Okay, we're ready. One, I got this. Two, three.
Ooh, my nuts. My acorns. Yikes, bikes.
Okay, don't look down. Don't see.
What the funge? Oh, my God. What the fuck was that?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. All right. Back
One,
to sleep.
Two, three.
Yikes, bikes! My pine cones!
Oh, God, I feel so
sheesh, bad. Weesh!
One, two, three.
One,
two, three.
Oh, falofa, what is doing this to me?
I'm
long
sorry,
day tomorrow.
Todd.
Back to sleep.
Todd, I'm sorry.
Huh?
One, two, three.
Taco Tuesdays! Chihuahua cheese!
My wife wants a homemade canoe for our anniversary, and you're the only tree left. One, two, three!
Oh, hey, buddy. What are you doing? You're trying to chop me down?
Yeah, Todd, I'm sorry. I've never loved you in my whole life.
Turn the axe around!
Scene.
You hit me with
the... I can never get enough of that voice.
Turn the yaks around.
I'm a New Jersey pine.
Whacking a tree with a fucking handle of an axe.
Ooh, Taco Tuesdays. All right, here we go.
I would watch a Showtime series that was just a bunch of mafia guys who like whacked trees.
You're going to end up in the bottom of the river.
It's a boat.
It's a boat. Oh,
that's not so bad.
All right. Judging by everyone.
Wait. Can I just say for the first two, I don't think that I would have given either one of those stories a good rating. Nothing above a five.
Nothing. Well, what would you rate them?
Well, what is the point here that they have to tell a story? Because that last one was just like a section, like axe goes up, axe goes down was that last one, right?
Yeah. And a lot of these get a lot worse and have way higher ratings.
Interesting.
I'd say first one a 1, and then the second one maybe like a 2.2.
Excellent.
I'm going to retailer now, and I'm going to adjust knowing what people are rating them.
And I'm going to retinker and respy and soldier.
Excellent. And there's nothing left for me, Adel. Thank you. You took 3? Okay. Judging by everyone's enthusiastic response, my presentation seemed to be well received. Then I realized my fly was unzipped.
Jesus.
4.1 out of 10.
What? How many?
4.1 out of 10.
Wow.
And that's inches or?
In inches, yeah.
That zip up your... Why bother? Leave it open.
So that's... Aaron, I gotta say, the inflection that you put on that story, that sold it for me.
Oh, good.
If I'm just reading it on the paper, I gotta agree. I think it's a 4. It's a 4.
Brought it to life.
Oh my God. You guys know you're the real stars.
Let's do another one.
After thousands of years of fighting and war, human race realized peace and living in harmony forever after all. That is, until the sun exploded and destroyed the earth. Isn't that a nice story?
And they say human race, not the human race?
Mm-hmm. I read it just as it is.
And they say, isn't that a nice story? That's part of it.
3.4 out of 10 stars, 13 votes cast. Yes.
Aaron, I pulled up this website and I'm not trying to correct you or anything or shame you, but those are not stars. Those are the person's years of how old they are.
Oh.
The author of that was 3.2 years old.
Well, people get to vote on how old they are? What
how they
is
think
this?
They are out of 10, because you can only be a 10-year-old on this website.
After fighting their whole lives, they died.
All right,
human race got in more battle, and that is my book report.
Well, Adel, could have a little kid write this? The cat looked up with suspicion. Then it continued to feast on my legs as I laid on the kitchen floor, paralyzed from the neck down.
Yes, absolutely.
6.8.
Oh,
I was trying to guess.
Okay,
I'll
let you guess.
I wasn't saying my rating. I'm trying to guess what the people of this website like.
Okay, I love that's way more fun. Okay.
This cat eating people?
It's eating this one specific paralyzed person. Adel, you have cats. Do you have any fear that an accident will happen? You'll die in your house, and then the cats will eat you?
Yes.
Good.
Well, I think that's just like their instinct, right? Like if my flesh starts to rot, it's going to smell so tasty. And then they're going to be like, nobody's fed us in a while. I guess this food now?
Yeah.
We're Adel, and why does big lump of Adel-shaped food appear?
People make such hay about cats eating people once they're dead, but it's like, yeah, but cats don't often eat people when they're alive. Why are we worried about it? Let them eat the dead person.
Yeah.
It's dead.
If nobody comes to get your body out of there, that's on you. You didn't have any friends or family. I do think there's something, what was it I read? Where something where we always think like our pets are like, oh, they love us and like they're all, but it was really like they think of us as like their possessions.
Yeah. Look, I'll say this. If you don't want your cats eating you, then maybe you should have considered how you voted in 2016 and 2020 and how present you were on Facebook, because maybe your nephew isn't really going to check up on you anymore. Maybe you blew that shot. Maybe you took that shot and you blew it away.
You alienated your nieces and nephews on Facebook. Congratulations, you're going to be eaten alive.
Here's what I'll say. I'm okay with them eating me depending on how rich I am when I die.
And when you say rich, you mean like rich like cream, correct? Like
yes.
How much milk you've had.
Do you think spaghetti or Lou would eat either of you?
Yeah, I think Lou would eat me.
I don't know if dogs do that. I think like from what I know of media, dogs just like lay on the bed next to the dead person and look sad until they also die. Dogs are like the pharaoh's assistants who are like just buried alongside of them.
Throw themselves on the pyre.
All right, next one.
Please.
Charlie loves
Aaron, are you trying to say Papa loves Mamba?
Papa loves Mamba. Mamba loves Papa. Charlie loves Jesus and Susie, but Charlie doesn't know Susie worships Satan.
Okay, 10 out of 10. That's the best one by far, 10 out of 10.
Here's just to think about my thought process here.
Yeah, please walk me through it.
You have Susie who worships Satan, and she's keeping it on the down low, which I also like. Every Satanist I've ever met in my life, very present with their worship of Satan. That's like a big aesthetic for them. But I love Susie. I love Susie kind of keeping it all in. I gotta say, 8.1.
I want to see a scene.
5.2.
Fuck me, I don't get these people. I don't get these people.
I don't understand this ranking system. I want to see a scene. JPC and Aaron, you are a couple, you're in a relationship, and this is where you've been dating for a little bit, and in this scene we find out that one of you has not been fully honest or upfront about their religious beliefs.
No, I like this. This is good. I mean, we're cutting to the hardest stuff, and it's
Should we not be mimosa drunk at brunch doing this? I just feel like maybe this isn't. No, you're right. I'm glad that we're doing this. I'm glad that we're like getting into it.
Basically, I feel like my shields are down, my armor's off. I'm getting real. I'm getting raw. I love you, and I'm ready to go down this path with you.
And I love you. And let's move this out of the way so the waitress doesn't slip on your shield or your armor. over here.
Okay, but not too far, because I do have to go after this. Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. What did you ask me just a second ago? Oh, do I want to have kids?
Yes.
Yes, of course. One day I would love to have kids. I don't feel financially ready right now.
Sure. I'm the same way. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Kids with an S, because I don't know. I don't think I want to have every only child I've ever known has been a weirdo. So I think it's going to have to be multiple for me.
Wait, what? Oh, the only. Okay. Yeah, totally. I would love. I will say, you know that I'm an only child.
Yes, I do know that now.
Yeah. And you knew it before. Am I the weirdo that you know that's an only child?
Wait, now, when we were first dating and you introduced me to your brother.
Yeah, that was my ex-boyfriend. That's a bit we do, because like, he feels like my brother now.
Cool. Okay. Now it's lining up. Don't think that you're weird. We might circle back to that. Because I may have had something to say that when we first started dating, your ex-boyfriend was at your apartment that early in the morning and wearing a robe. But yeah. When you said it was just your brother who came over to take a shower,
he's technically still my roommate.
Okay.
Oh, but only on paper, and then also he lives there.
I worship Satan.
Oh, shit. Okay, that sucks.
Yeah.
Actually, that's cool by me. If you're cool with my ex-boyfriend living with me.
What? No, I'm not. I was kind of using that as ammo to kind of accelerate whatever this fight is to like maybe lead to a breakup. Because
no, I don't want to break up with you.
Well, it seems like you've been fucking your ex-boyfriend.
Fucking my ex-boyfriend? We're potato, potato. Do you think you're still in love with me?
Yes.
It's true, I am. It's me under the table.
I'm going to war.
I want to say you were Captain Marin Iron Man? Captain Iron Man?
Captain Mariner. Captain Mariner. The big crossover. I'm ready for another one of these 2 second mysteries.
That's not what it is. I grabbed the once sweet, loving face I used to know. My mistake, I said as I slowly walked away.
Oh, no.
Oh, you don't grab the face.
What's that rating?
1.2.
Yeah, in terms of like what to do in public, 0. In terms of a story, 0.5.
What, you think they gave it a 0.5?
I think it got a 1.2. Mm-hmm.
5.1.
Wow. God.
All right, this one, I'm going to give you the rating first.
Okay.
7.1.
I'm strapped in. Is it?
It's definitely one of the highest ones.
I don't think I'm going to like this one.
17 votes cast. Emily's mother had always chastised her for being afraid of her own shadow. This time, Emily stood stiffened by fear with her hands in her pockets, trembling. But mommy, it keeps waving at me.
I almost said, when you said the rating, I almost said it's going to be something scary. Because so far what we've learned is if there's an ounce of horror or like suspense or creepiness, then is this like creepypasta two line stories or something?
No, I think a lot of the creepy ones tend to get higher ratings, which is why I think people skew creepy.
Yeah, but that seems to be the point, because otherwise, like, well, I guess otherwise a lot of these aren't really stories, but the two-line thing for a scary thing can, like, shock you at the end to make it seem like, oh.
Yeah, 4 or 5 of these have just been fortune cookies.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're getting into my favorites.
Okay.
This one is genuinely my favorite, and the ones after this are the ones that made me laugh pretty hard. So this is my favorite. Shishan, brilliant as the sun, ill-content to simply bask in her warmth, donned my wax wings for a closer look.
Oh, that's an Icarus story.
Yeah, it's an Icarus reference. So instead of just admiring for her from afar, you put your wax wings on. So I genuinely liked that one. Got a 5.
Oh, that's crushing. Oh. Sorry. I'm assuming that the crossover section of people who frequent this website and people are familiar with the story of Icarus.
Not
great. That
this one
great small.
Is I sit down, I listen, I talk, I learn. That's my life in a nutshell. Want to guess the rating?
2.
3.8.
3.6, Addle. Holy shit.
Can I pitch you one that I just thought of?
Yes, please. And okay. I'll write it down so we can put it on the website.
Mr. Thompson's sweet turkey chili was the best in the county. Pretty good, he said, lifting it up to his mouth. But it's no wife.
10 out of 10. I love that. you're saying, but it's Snow White?
And then
it's
I'm going to go.
Snow White.
And then I'm going to include 10 out of 10 stars. I'm going to write it at the end just in case people don't know what to do.
Second sentence, 10 out of 10 stars.
Do people do that? Do people say 10 out of 10 stars when they.
No,
write these?
But I
will.
Oh
my God,
will.
That's so funny.
You got to put it out into the universe. I want to see a scene.
Yes.
I am. I don't. The dad. And the two of you are my children. Aaron, you are Icarus. JPC, you are Sicarus. And I'm just checking in terms of what you two have been up to. Knock, knock. How's your project going?
No.
Come in.
How's your projects going?
Good. Nothing weird.
I'm all tucked into bed up to my chin.
Oh yeah, Sicarus. You haven't been out of bed, have you?
No, sir.
Okay, because you don't have long. You don't have long division homework tonight, do you?
Good, thank you. I have a fever of 106.
Wow. Sicarus is always sick.
Yeah, let me feel your forehead. Ooh, you're like the sun. You are, you are my son, legally.
I'm so tired of Sicarus getting all this attention.
Wow.
Icarus, it's time to change my bedpan.
I'm going to do a big display. I'm going to use my wings, and I'm going to fly towards the sun. I'm changing your bedpan.
Oh, Icarus. Sun.
What?
I saw that those wings that you made... I'm so sorry. I think I got some of my pus on them.
Even better.
What's this about wings?
Don't tell Dad. You promise.
He wanted to know about our projects.
Don't tell Dad. You promised.
I didn't technically promise because at the end of the promise, I sneezed into your mouth.
Sicarus.
Okay. What's going on here?
Dad, I'm in love with the sun and I'm going to go fly up to see her.
Okay. I mean, if that's what makes you happy, how are you gonna fly? You don't have wings.
I made them.
You made
the wings, Dad. You don't even know all my interests and hobbies. I made these wings.
Well, I know you were always pulling the wings off of birds, and I took you to see a therapist, and they said pulling the wings off birds, pissing the bed, and lighting fires.
Means that your brother is sick in bed and there's nothing wrong with me. I know.
Sometimes I piss the bed when Icarus doesn't change my bedpan out in time.
Oh,
come on,
Sicarus,
man.
That's different. That's different. You can't help it.
Mm-hmm.
Sicarus, you truly are the best child a parent could ever ask for.
I'm flying. I'm free. I jumped out the window and I'm flying up to the sun. Look at me.
When Icky and I were twins in the womb, I said, you can eat me. You'll be stronger if you do. And he said, no. Isn't he a great brother?
You are so willing to sacrifice. Sicarus.
I fell. I flew too close to the sun. Sicarus, live a full life for me.
Hold on.
I died.
Come. Too close to the sun. You barely got 6 feet out the fucking window. Don't blame the sun. You just had shitty wings. All right, I'm going to report this death, but I'm not going to say it like she said it.
All right, I'm going to report this death.
All right. A dog barking at thunder. No greater courage.
Okay, people on this website gave that one a 6.8.
They gave it a 6.2. You're not far off. You're getting better at this.
I'm getting better.
A dog barking at thunder makes me think of a dog at like a Oklahoma City NBA game with a jersey and like a soda and a hot dog.
What a terrible call. Woof,
come on. Why'd you ever get rid of Durant, idiots?
Woof.
Woof.
She told me she was a philosopher. I said it must be hard for her fitting the universe inside her head.
Boo.
Wow.
That sounds like a Brian Andreas poem.
Okay, I have another one. Ready? This is another two-sentence story that I'm making up on the spot. The two Jedi stood back to back as the army of battle droids surround them. Look how big my green wiener is.
Jesus.
You know, and I have to actually include that sound too. It has to be look how good my green wiener is. I only want chaos. I only want chaos on this website.
Okay, so we need. We'll have half calf. Half calf. We'll have half chaos and half horror. So I'm going to supply some horror. So
yes,
please.
So Aaron, here we go.
I'm ready. Story.
It was the end of prom, and her peppermint lips wouldn't wait. I started to French kiss her, and I felt her tongue reaching around inside my mouth. Uh-oh. Fingernails? That's not a tongue.
Okay.
She has a little hand in her mouth.
Hand in
Aaron,
her mouth.
Put parentheses. She has a little hand in her mouth. That
hold on. I feel her tongue reaching inside my mouth. Uh-oh, that's
not
a tongue.
That's not a tongue. But you have to say fingernails.
Uh-oh. Fingernails.
Are we doing like four sentences that we're breaking the format?
Parentheses, it was a little hand, and then ellipses, 10 out of 10.
Story submitted by Adel Rafi.
8 out of 10. Adel Rafi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's write one together.
Okay.
Are we doing like one word at a time, or we're just throwing out stuff and working?
Here's the thing. I think that this one should be a sweet one. I think it shouldn't be scary or crazy. It should be sweet.
Okay, I got it.
Okay.
No, you guys go. No, I'll go. No, you go.
So I think that the subject of the story should be someone whose name is Little Matthew.
Okay. A gift for me? Thought Little Matthew, why, it's not even my birthday.
That's it. That's the story.
Yeah.
Or is that one sentence or is that two?
That was one sentence.
Okay. A gift for me, thought Little Matthew.
I have it.
But it is your death day, Little Matthew.
I was going to say, period, new sentence. Oh, I forgot it is.
Yeah, you're right. I like
that. Yeah, I like that. The man slowly built up the courage to get down on one knee and propose to his girlfriend. But before he turned around and she was proposing to him.
Ooh.
I forgot it was my birthday.
Feminism.
I like that one. I forgot it was my birthday.
The man got down on his knee to propose. And he did. He proposed a new building right on this very spot. A Chase Bank.
How about this? Happy Mother's Day, the woman said to herself in the mirror.
This is the saddest story I've ever heard.
The people at the bank had a great day. A lot of poor people didn't have enough money in their account, so they had overdraft fees.
Hold on, can I write one as well?
Yeah.
Okay, so the people in the store couldn't figure out what that smell was. It was me, / Smelly Frank.
Okay, I have one.
Yes.
The wolf was sucking its own dick.
God.
The mailman could hear, so he didn't knock.
Oh!
I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow myself.
Dick.
So what do we have? Sad. We have sweet. We have sad.
I'll
we have scary.
Puff and I'll blow myself.
You know what we don't have a lot of is we don't have a lot of fanfic. I think that these two sentence stories are rife for fanfic.
Yes.
Cool. We also don't have a lot of funny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Have we read any funny ones yet, Aaron? Are there funny ones?
Yeah, I think people are trying to be funny. Like, oh, my fly was down.
Oh, that one. Okay. Yeah, that was very funny to me.
My fly was down, so I bought it some sushi and we watched a movie.
I feel like we're copywriting.
I'm feeling better.
Huh?
I think we're copywriting on that one. All right. Let's see.
So what are we aiming? Are you going to read one or we're still making some?
We're still making some because we're coming to the end. The man's hat was very big. It have been funny if he had a big head, but he didn't.
There we go. Yes.
I have one. This is, I'm journeying into the realm of fanfic.
Oh, yes, please. Yes, yes. I can't wait.
Harry Potter was late for potions class for the last time. He'd have to repeat the class next semester.
That was fan nonfic.
Fan nonfic. I love that.
Harry Potter is a character created by a British author. He lives in a magical world with all Hogwarts. Right.
Adel, you can do fanfic, you can do funny, you can do sort of a story from your own life.
Oh, let's do funny fanfic.
Okay.
Goofy stood on top of the building, looking down at the city around him. I could crush them all, he thought. Hyuck, and add a hyuck. Gorsh. I could crush them all. Hayuck.
Gorsh.
Okay, I have some more fanfic for us. It's fanfic. It's this. The category here is fanfic / humor.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Planet cracked open his 9th Four Loko. Nah, fuck this place.
All right. How about this? He always knew that. If he proposed to his girlfriend, it would be the best day of her life. He just didn't anticipate it would be the worst day of his because she said yes to someone else.
Oh.
A thinker.
Damn.
There was two happy guys on a plate. They weren't so happy anymore when they realized they were donuts.
I like that one. That's like, why did the monkey fall out of the tree? Because he was dead. Like,
10 out of 10.
All right. Anyone have any last ones? I swear to God, I'm putting these on the website.
Oh, I think where there's one thing we're missing. And I think this is one we all put a fingerprint on. We need something meta. So for example, this isn't the right one, but for example, we need one that's like, I hope I get 10 out of 10. She typed as she put forth her 2-sentence story. Like, we need something like that. To where the people are like blown away of like, wow, that's so cutting edge. That's so
that's I like that.
Immersive. So we need something meta.
Wait, how about this? Wow, I can't believe I got a 10 out of 10 on the website, she thought. Then her alarm woke her up.
Perfect. I have one that's a little bit in the opposite direction.
Love it.
And it's going to be, I'm not going to give this, what are they called? 2-sentence stories? So yeah. the story goes, I'm not going to give this 2-sentence story 10 out of 10 stars, thought the dumb fucking person rating this. So that way, if they don't give it 10 out of 10, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
Can I? Okay, I have one that I'm very proud of. I'm actually a little bit nervous to share it here and voice
buddy,
it here.
Yeah, safe space.
I'm gonna feel vulnerable until I get it out. But this is the one that this is my last one. This is the one that I want to go down. I am inevitable, Thanos said, snapping his fingers. I am Iron Man, said Iron Man, snapping his fingers.
Oh, snap. It's like a coffee house. Yeah.
I'm drawing inspiration from the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, JPC, that one seems a little too personal. Are you sure you want me to put that on the internet?
From JPC.
What if it's similar, but there's like, what if there's like a reveal to where it's like, fuck, 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 fuck. I hope I bomb
said the person doing slam poetry at the coffee house, seeing Thanos in the front row. Right? Because at a coffee house, if the person does well,
oh, yeah, where would people snap?
Oh, that's actually funny and clever. That has no business being here.
If somebody's doing poetry, they want to bomb so Thanos doesn't snap.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Oh, as I type that one out, I'm going to read this one and hear you guys react to it.
Okay.
I heard the doorbell ring. I'm homeless. Five stars.
Five stars.
Oh my god, is that a real one?
That's mm-hmm. That's awful. Because that's not what's scary about that.
When he volunteered to join the vessel, he was dreaming of space travel. He did not know that it would be a blood vessel.
Aaron, is it taboo? What? Is it taboo or gauche to repurpose somebody else's story? If not, I want you to write, I heard the doorbell ringing. I'm homeless. It was my neighbor's doorbell.
That's the third sentence solves. So, okay, I like that. Aaron, do you have any more that we can read real quick? I just want to do a couple of rounds of third sentence solves.
Oh, and by of course.
And by neighbor, I mean
yeah.
The person whose house I'm next to.
I love... No, that's disgusting. I'm not reading that one.
Good.
Oh, God, these are both horrible.
Good.
Well,
we
can solve it with the third
sentence. They're like bad.
No, Aaron, I guarantee you we can solve it.
I don't want to hear them.
Yeah, they're like really bad. All right, I'm going to this next page where it will save me.
Well, what'd they get for a score?
Oh, all right, ready?
Yes.
A very twisted mind doesn't always reveal itself as it's a danger in itself. Sometimes it composes two-sentence stories, though.
And sometimes it drinks a refreshing Snapple. Third sentence solve.
Ready? Yep. Kyle, you got to solve this one.
Made from the best stuff on earth.
She said she wanted to take me to heaven. I didn't know she meant literally or that a chainsaw would be involved.
So I killed her.
Oh, God.
Me first, I said.
Does that solve it?
Hold on. Can I got a third sentence solve on that one.
All right, ready? Yeah, go ahead.
So can you give it to me? Give me the...
Of course. She said she wanted to take me to heaven. I didn't know she meant literally or that a chainsaw would be involved.
You think the angel's really going to let us in for a chainsaw?
Okay, that fixed it. I'm not saying
it
didn't. He fixed it.
Third sentence fix. This is the new game. This is the best way to intake this website. You got to fix it with three.
You got to fix it.
Aaron, you got to do one.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Aaron, you got to take us home. Take us out of this thing.
As I opened the fridge, my heart sank and I felt like fainting. It was completely empty. I'll add a sentence. As I opened the fridge, my heart sank and I felt like fainting. It was completely empty. I thought my friends would be in there.
Fixed. Third sentence, fixed.
We'll see you back next time where we play all these games and we'll see what our stories got rating-wise. Until then, Neptune, goodbye.
We're going to get two sentences in prison.
As I opened my heart, my fridge sank.
That was Clue Crew, so now here's a who's who. The relatable host was Aaron Keith. If you rolled your eyes, it's because of Adel Rafi or that other young guy, fucking JPC. Casey Tony edited what everybody said, and F. Mobley Cardamus did the logo. Arnie Parrott sang and wrote every single friggin' note of 1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle riddles, Clue Crew.